At their April 15th meeting, council unanimously voted to explore creative social investment options to tackle the housing and homelessness crisis. According to data from the City of Kingston, as of January 2025, 503 individuals are experiencing homelessness in the Kingston community, and more are precariously housed. The city currently has a goal of creating 480 affordable housing and supportive housing units by the end of 2026. With an eye towards sustainable development and greater civic engagement, the city is exploring the use of community bonds as a tool to fund affordable housing initiatives. The motion states it is looking to encourage residents and local organizations to invest directly in community projects, while ensuring that the financial benefits, such as interest payments, remain within the community. The city's chief financial officer, Desiree Kennedy, explained what this could look like for the city before council.
The community bonds, so they are a type of social bond, and they are used generally to, the focus of them is generally to have a return that's more around social or environmental impact, so some sort of a positive social impact. They are a community bond in that they do focus on community engagement as opposed to, say, a municipality just going and issuing a bond and doing something. This is about the community being engaged and coming up with solutions, one of which would be a community bond. The other thing is that they tend to be smaller values so that public can participate and be part of what the solution is. They have been used, there's actually a couple of housing examples within Ontario where they've been used. They generally are issued by a not-for-profit or a charity organization, not always by a municipality, though I know the City of Toronto does issue social bonds for various things, but they tend to be more issued through a community. I'm not as familiar, and I think part of this research will be the process around it and how that works, what the interest rate might look like, and potentially it could be a little bit of a lower interest rate if investors are willing to give up some rate in terms of seeing that the impact happening from the bond.
Community bond utilization can be found throughout the province. Examples including Toronto's Social Debenture Program, Kensington Market Community Land Trust, and Haliburton County's Places for People. Kennedy also noted that the city will most likely not incur extra administrative costs.
I think that's part of the research that we will do. I don't see it. I think potentially it would be another entity that would be working to issue those bonds. There is actually a company in Toronto that helps to assist smaller entities with respect to issuing these types of bonds as well. And that's part of the research we will do, is to reach out and have a conversation with them. But certainly, sort of at first glance, without doing more research, I really don't see it as being something that would be a cost administrative to the city.
Councillor Connie Glenn, who sits on the Housing and Homelessness Advisory Committee, motivated the motion, a task that has been in the works for quite some time, according to Councillor Jeff McLaren.
I just want to bring attention to the fact that you were leading this community bond thing through the Housing and Homelessness Advisory Committee. It's something that we've been trying to do for almost two terms now, and you got it done. So thank you very much for your leadership on this.
Staff will provide the Housing and Homelessness Committee and Council with an information report by the third quarter of 2025 with best practices for social investment options. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.